This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name's Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth. And if you'd like more information about what you hear today during the show, give us a call at 603-357-1084 or visit us online at optfinancial.com. And while at the website, click on the resources and podcasts for past shows, and you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Audible, and Google Podcasts. Today during our show, we're going to examine some of the tax breaks that are available to those who are age 50 or older. A U.S. News & World Report article, 10 Tax Breaks for People Over 50, has some insights and details that I think could prove to be very useful to you. If you'd like to review the article yourself, it's available at money.usnews.com. The first thing to be aware of is the larger standard deduction for folks who are 65 and older and don't itemize their taxes. So the standard deduction for people in this age group is $1,750 larger than the deduction for people younger than age 65 who are filing as individuals. Married couples can bump up their standard deduction by $1,400 if one part of the couple is at least age 65, and by $2,800 if they're both at least age 65. Additionally, if you or your spouse are legally blind, you may qualify for a larger standard deduction. Next, older folks are allowed to earn a little more than their younger counterparts before they're required to submit a tax return. So those who are at least age 65 may tally a gross income of as much as $14,700 before they have to file a tax return. This was for 2022, but that is $1,750 more than younger workers. So the tax filing ceiling is $28,700 for couples if both spouses are at least age 65, and $27,300 if one of the spouses is at least 65. The ceiling for younger couples is only $25,900. So bear in mind, however, that folks below the filing ceiling may still want to submit a tax return so that they qualify for various tax credits or a potential refund of income tax that was withheld. While property tax rules are often vastly different state by state and jurisdiction by jurisdiction, in some locations, folks above a certain age and who also earn less than specific incomes may qualify for property or school tax deferrals or exemptions. So take Texas as an example. In that state, homeowners who are at least age 65 are eligible for a $10,000 homestead exemption on their school district taxes, in addition to the exemption that's available to all Texas homeowners. And some local jurisdictions provide additional exemptions for those who are at least age 65. So likely most of you listening today don't live in Texas, but my point is that it may be worth your time to reach out to your financial services professional and tax professional to discuss the specific rules for tax breaks in your location. In some cases, you may be required to fill out additional tax forms or an application before you can begin claiming certain property tax exemptions. If you or your spouse are at least age 65, and you have a lower income, you may be eligible to claim a tax credit that's specific to older folks. Those who qualify may be able to reduce their tax bill by utilizing this credit. So here's how it works. Your adjusted gross income must be below $17,500 for an individual or $25,000 if both you and your spouse are at least age 65, and your non-taxable Social Security and pension income must be below $5,000 for an individual or $7,500 for couples to use this credit. So younger folks who are permanently disabled may also qualify for this credit, and the credit ranges from $3,750 to $7,500. So let me reiterate that taxes don't vanish once you retire. Your various forms of retirement income may be subject to an annual taxation. In some cases, they won't hit your financial strategy too hard, but in other cases, taxes, they may take a significant bite out of your preferred retirement lifestyle. Work closely with a financial services professional and a tax professional to devise and come up with strategies that work for both you and your finances and your retirement goals. The next thing we should highlight is IRA deductions. So older folks may be able to defer paying income taxes on more money than younger people by contributing to an individual retirement account, more often referred to simply as an IRA. Folks who are at least 50 may save an additional $1,000 in an IRA for a grand total of $7,500 in 2023. So a 50-plus-year-old worker in the 24% tax bracket maxing out their IRA could reduce or save $1,800 on their current tax bill. So that's $240 more than the maximum possible tax break of $1,560 for a younger person saving for retirement in the same tax bracket. So older folks with low and moderate incomes who are kicking money into a retirement account may also qualify for the savers credit. So in 2023, an individual with an adjusted gross income up to $36,500 may qualify for the savers credit if they're contributing to a retirement account. Furthermore, heads of household are eligible for the savers credit with an adjusted gross income of up to $54,750. And finally, married couples may earn up to $73,000 in adjusted gross income and remain eligible for the savers credit. So if you think the savers credit may be something that would work for you, I'd recommend discussing it again with your financial services or tax professional. There's also some good news for older folks when it comes to work retirement or 401ks. Those older workers who have access to these type of plans may be eligible to contribute catch-up contributions. Folks who were once again at least age 50 may defer paying income tax on $7,500 more than younger workers if they contribute that amount of money to a 401k plan for a grand total of $30,000 this year. So again, this means a worker who's at least age 50, who's in the 24% tax bracket, and who maxes out that work retirement plan may save an additional $7,200 on their current tax bill, which again is $1,800 more than a younger worker in the same bracket. Remember, income taxes aren't due on the money until you begin taking them out as withdrawals. So additionally, folks who are between 60 and 63 will be eligible to contribute even larger catch-up contributions beginning in the year 2025. Younger workers who dip into the retirement accounts may be staring at a 10% early withdrawal penalty unless that money is used for certain specific purposes, including some medical expenses, health insurance premiums, college costs for you, your spouse, children, or grandchildren. I'm only touching on a few possibilities, so if you're on the younger side and you consider taking money out of a retirement account, I would urge you in the strongest terms possible to not do so before having a thorough conversation with your financial services professional. But once you hit 59 and a half, you can begin withdrawals from an IRA for any reason without getting slapped with that 10% penalty. And if you quit your job at age 55 or older, you may begin a penalty-free distribution from the account linked to your job you most recently left at that time. Public safety officers who are at least age 50 or who have completed a minimum of 25 years of service with the employer sponsoring the plan may begin penalty-free withdrawals when they turn age 50. However, income taxes due on withdrawals from traditional retirement accounts at any age. So the next potential tax break for those who are at least age 50 are qualified charitable distributions, also known as QCDs. Retirees are often required to withdraw money from traditional retirement accounts and pay the subsequent income tax bill. But if you don't need the money, you may avoid income tax on that withdrawal if you make a QCD or qualified charitable distribution. So retirees who are at least 70 and a half who transfer any amount of money up to $100,000 from their IRA to a qualified charity may not owe income taxes on that transaction. Though you won't need to make a large donation to see some benefits from this particular tax break, an IRA charitable contribution of $5,000 may shrink your tax bill by about $1,200 if you're in the 24% bracket. And of course, a $1,000 donation still saves $240 in taxes in that same tax bracket. If you'd enjoyed the show today, please visit optfinancial.com and click on resources and then podcasts. And also be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon or Google Podcast. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, give us a call at 603-357-1084. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies. Optimum Wealth, LLC, Optimum Benefits, and Dwayne Goodell are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.